This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Adela Morales. Date of birth, July the 17th, 1973. Case ID number is 612-2303. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, emergency room medical records from Edinburgh Regional Medical Center, dated 8/3/2022. Identifying information. This is a 50-year-old single female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of venous insufficiency/edema, shortness of breath/chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and morbid obesity. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2022, where she cleaned houses for 2 or 3 months. She states that most of her work was restaurant work that she did for approximately 20 years. During the time that she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment, and she's not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, venous insufficiency slash edema. Number two, shortness of breath slash chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with the need of oxygen. And number three, morbid obesity. History of allegations. Number one, venous insufficiency slash edema. The claimant states that in 2019, she was diagnosed with venous insufficiency and edema of her lower legs. She states she was told that it was coming from her high blood pressure and her obesity. No x-rays were performed. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the evening when she has marked swelling. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, slowly with the walker, stand for 10 minutes, climb 1 flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 2 pounds above her head. She does have a walker that she uses when she goes out, and her physician is Dr. Bassan. She is presently on taking aspirin, 325 milligrams QD, which does give her relief. She states she does minimal physical activity. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and sometimes doing the laundry. She does no strenuous exercises. Allegation number two, shortness of breath secondary to chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The claimant states that in 2019 she had COVID-19, and since that time she has been diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and difficulties breathing. She did develop pneumonia while she was in the hospital and states that she was hospitalized for 20 days. She states her shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 1 block, climbing 1 flight of stairs, talking, sometimes even resting, but not with seasonal changes. She denies any history of smoking. The last time she was in the emergency room was October the 30th, 2023, where she presented secondary to shortness of breath. She was not hospitalized or intubated. She was given an inhaler machine to use with albuterol solution. She also has a oxygen tank that she uses at night, where she is given 2 liters of oxygen by nasal cannula. She was diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease from scarring of COVID-19. The claimant also has had problems with an enlarged cardiac silhouette suggesting cardiomegaly with mild pulmonary edema. Her ejection fraction is 65 to 75%, which is normal. She states that she has kidney dysfunction, but her creatinine was 0.58, which is normal, and her eGFR was greater than 60, indicating that her kidneys are functioning well. Allegation number three, morbid obesity. The claimant states that since 2010, she has been severely obese. She states that she weighed at one time 361 pounds, and after COVID, she dropped down to 261 pounds. She lost approximately 100 pounds. Her BMI right now is 49, which is morbidly obese. She has had no surgeries or medications given to help her lose weight. And she states that she has been told that most of the weight is water weight. Her oxygen saturation was 97%. And she appears to be losing weight slowly. Family history. Father died at the age of 62 from a myocardial infarction. Her mother died at the age of 82 from congested heart failure and respiratory distress, along with medications, lisinopril, 10 milligrams QD, spironolactone, 25 milligrams QD, metformin, 500 milligrams BID, oxygen per nasal cannula, 2 liters at night, aspirin, 325 milligrams POQD, furosemide, 20 milligrams BID, metoprolol tartrate, 25 milligrams BID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, comma, history of COVID-19, pneumonia, comma, cirrhosis of the liver with ascites, comma, congestive heart failure, comma, diabetes mellitus type 2, comma, pulmonary edema, comma, venous insufficiency of both lower extremities, comma, morbid obesity, comma, microcytic anemia, comma, history of a 2.7 by 2.1 pancreatic mass, which has not been evaluated, comma, social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking socially for 4 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.7, weight 261 pounds, height 5 feet, 1 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 162 over 101 mmHg, heart rate 84 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 49, general. This is a 50-year-old female who appears to be much older than her stated age and is in mild respiratory distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. The claimant is morbidly obese, but appeared to have difficulty breathing. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields are grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant does not wear glasses at this time. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular's venous pulsations were not less than 7 centimeters, and there was a regular rate and rhythm with auscultation. There is a plus 2 over 5 murmur on the left parasternal area, but no rubs or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the left right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 1 plus on the left side and 1 plus on the right side. Radial pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 1 plus on the left side and 1 plus on the right side. Could you drop down to lungs? Lungs were not clear to auscultation and percussion bilaterally. The claimant had ronchi and rails and increased breath sounds bilaterally. No other thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Abdomen was soft but tender, and the claimant did appear to be very distended. There also appears to be fluid in the abdomen at this time. The claimant appears to have ascites. Bowel sounds were increased with auscultation. There was no organ megaly or mass appreciated on evaluation because the claimant is obese, but she does have a positive OLA test indicating fluid in the abdominal cavity. Extremities, no clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant did have pitting edema. Calves were non-tender, and the Holman sign was negative. Skin, no lesions were appreciated over the body. The claimant did have some tattoos. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which is a walker that she uses most of the time. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. The claimant was unable to perform a heel dishing exam secondary to obesity, but the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. She did have joint swelling around her lower legs and appears to have ascites in her abdomen, but no other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. And the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left upper and lower extremity. The claimant appears to have a mild hemiparesis of the right upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 60 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, but especially the right knee where she has some weakness. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes and had to do it with a walker. She is able to walk at a tandem rate but needs a walker to assist her. She could stand on one foot bilaterally but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires a walker at all times, secondary to right upper and lower hemiparesis and obesity. Neurological grip strength was plus 4 over 5 for the right and plus 5 over 5 for the left. The claimant is able to make a full closed fist, opposed fingers, and pinch at this time with both hands. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 5 over 5 for the left upper and lower extremity and plus 4 over 5 for the right upper and lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally, but mildly abnormal for the right side. Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Prothrombin time with INR, dash, normal findings. Comprehensive metabolic panel, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of mild right upper and lower hemiparesis and edema of the lower extremities secondary to venous insufficiency. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with much difficulty and needs a walker at most times. There is abnormal grip strength on the right side at plus 4 over 5, but normal grip strength of the left at plus 5 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant does not show muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does appear to have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to signs of cirrhosis of the liver with ascites and mild congestive heart failure with respiratory difficulty, although her oxygen saturation was 97%. Probable diagnoses, number one, venous insufficiency / edema of both lower legs, secondary to morbid obesity and probable mild heart failure. Number two, shortness of breath / chronic obstructive pulmonary disease necessitating oxygen at night. The claimant did have an abnormal physical exam and did appear to have difficulty breathing, most likely than not coming from mild heart failure and her morbid obesity. Number three, morbid obesity confirmed with physical examination. She has lost 100 pounds. Her BMI is 49, which still puts her into a very high morbid obesity range at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Adela Morales.